This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Daily Practice, my friends, and happy Thursday to you. It's time for us to go deeper today. Every Thursday, we have a deepening of the work that we're doing here throughout the week. And as you already know, if you've been tuning in and practicing with me, is we are figuring out an area of our self-care practices or an area of our well-being where we are struggling a little bit. And we're doing that not to beat ourselves up about that, but of course, to try to figure out what actually is that is in the way. What is the obstacle? Why is it challenging for us to take care of ourselves in this one area of life?
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
You have already had a few opportunities this week to define what area of your well-being it is that you're actually struggling with. So you have clarity now. You know if it's one specific area of your diet or if it's a habit that you just can't shake, or maybe it's how you sleep or how much stress you have in your life. Maybe it's how you move your body, or there's one area that's just a little bit or very challenging for you to actually stay on top of. And what I want to do today is to, with a really loving heart, with an open mind, and from a place of absolute self-love and kindness, I want to get curious around why we struggle in this area of our well-being. Chances are that this is not something absolutely new to you. If it is your diet that you're struggling with, if it is your sleep that you're struggling with, whatever it is, chances are that you have a pattern around this one area of your life. Chances are you've maybe struggled with this your entire life or since you were little. Or chances are that you go through cycles of taking really good care of yourself and working really hard in this area, and then all of a sudden you fall off the wagon and it gets really challenging again, and you sort of oscillate between these two extremes. This is totally normal. And I want to arrive at a place of feeling just how valid and reasonable it is that this thing is hard for you. That it's not because you are lazy. It's not because you lack willpower. It's not because you're not disciplined. It's not because there's something wrong with you. But this one area of taking care of yourself is hard for you for a reason. And what I want to do today is give ourselves some space to journal and talk about and share and contemplate and meditate on why that actually is. So the first place I want to go, and where I want you to start in your journal, if you're journaling with me today, is how was this area of self-care modeled for you when you were little? So say the part of your well-being that you're struggling with is food. How was food and eating a healthy diet without becoming orthorexic about it, without becoming obsessive about food? How did nourishing your body with food, how was that modeled for you when you were little? If it's stress that is your issue, how was stress or that work-life or work-home balance, how was that modeled for you when you were growing up? What did you grow up witnessing? That is actually so much more important than what we were told. You know, we know our kids will do as we do. They won't do as we tell them to do. And it's so important to go back in time a little bit and just get a reality check around what was actually modeled for us. How did our parents treat their bodies? How did they take care of themselves? How did they practice self-care, if they did at all? How did they manage this area of their well-being and this area of their life? Chances are, with or without knowing it, that we are mimicking the patterns that we grew up with. Or maybe we're even aware of this being a thing and a theme in our life, something that was sort of passed on to us by either our parents or another caregiver, or maybe by society or people in our surroundings. And we're aware of the fact that we're holding on to a pattern that we want to put down. That just because how we nourish our bodies, how we deal with food was modeled for us in a really negative way or challenging way or self-destructive way, doesn't mean that we want to continue living that way. And doesn't mean that we want to pass on that behavior or those patterns to our kids. So we have an opportunity to get really clear on what has been going on in our past and to actually draw that line between why things are the way they are today, why this is a challenge for us, and how that makes so much sense when we look at how we were raised or the experiences that we had in our past. So what you are taking to your journal is just growing up, how was this modeled for me? Growing up, how was sleep modeled for me? Growing up, how was dieting modeled for me? Growing up, how was movement modeled for me? Growing up, how was health? How was self-care? You choose how you want to phrase this so it really aligns with what you are dealing with and what you're working through this week. And then spend a good amount of time, first just sitting in silence, journeying back in time a little bit, thinking about the people who were role models and important to you growing up, and how they dealt with this area of their self-care, how they dealt with that area of their life, and also how they talked about that. I can give an example from my own life. So I grew up with a parent who had an eating disorder when I was little. And it took me a long time to figure it out that I actually had a very disordered view on what a healthy diet actually was and the importance of food and what food meant and weight and what it means, what the number on the scale says and all of these things. It was very integrated into my own body. And I didn't understand it. It took me years to actually get clarity around why I had the patterns that I had in my own self-care and in my own day-to-day. And the fact that so much of that was integrated into my being when I was a kid. And the beautiful thing about realizing these things now, it's not to go into blame and to shame, but actually to get clarity around why we are the way we are so that we can make an active, conscious decision to change if that's what we want to do. So spend some time journaling on and contemplating and talking about how this was modeled for you when you were little, whatever area of self-care that you are struggling with today. And trust me, you are going to arrive at something that feels like an aha moment. There is a realization there just waiting to be had. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. It's a really important topic. I hope this brings you some clarity. I'll be back with our final practice for the week tomorrow.